Hello, I'm Naomi Lewin. Welcome to Classics for Kids. Is one of your parents a doctor or lawyer, and maybe as far back as they can remember, everyone in their family has gone into the same profession? Well, that's how it was with the Bach family. All of them were musicians. Johann, that's German for John, Sebastian Bach, was born in 1685 in the German town of Eisenach. His father was the official town musician there. By the time Bach was 10, both his parents had died, so he went to live with his older brother, who was also a musician, of course. Johann Sebastian Bach turned out to have very fleet fingers. He played a mean violin, and by the time he was 18, he had a job as an organist. Bach held three main jobs over the course of his life. You can tell where he was working by what kind of music he wrote. The first of Bach's big jobs was official court organist for the Duke of Weimar, so a lot of Bach's great organ music comes from early on in his career. That Weimar job also had Bach serving as concertmaster, the head honcho violinist of the Duke's orchestra. When the Duke of Weimar decided not to make him conductor of the orchestra, Bach was pretty unhappy. Then a visiting prince offered Bach a job directing his orchestra. But when Bach tried to quit his job in Weimar, the Duke said, "No way." He even threw Bach in jail for a month to try and make his point, but it didn't work. When Bach got out of jail, he headed straight to the town of Köthen to work for the prince. The prince had a wonderful orchestra, so Bach wrote lots of instrumental music while he was in Köthen. Eventually, Bach moved on to his last job, at the St. Thomas Lutheran Church in the city of Leipzig. His title was cantor, that's what they called the choir and music director, and it was a huge job. Bach trained singers, organized music for several churches in town, and for the University of Leipzig, and he composed new music every week for services at the St. Thomas Church. Most of Bach's great choral music was written in Leipzig. The choir at the St. Thomas Church still performs Bach's music every week. One of the coolest things I ever got to do was sit in the church where Bach worked and listen to the choir sing his music. While Bach was alive, no one outside the towns in Germany where he worked had heard of him, and people thought of him as just another working musician. After he died, people pretty much forgot about him until a century later, when another composer, Felix Mendelssohn, dug out some of Bach's music and performed it. After that, the whole world recognized what a genius Bach had been. And Bach may even be recognized beyond this world. In 1977, scientists sent the unmanned Voyager spacecraft off to explore the galaxy. They put examples of the best that planet Earth had to offer on board, and one of those examples was a recording of Johann Sebastian Bach's Brandenburg Concerto No. 2. Johann Sebastian Bach came from a long line of musicians, and he had 20 kids himself, so he added even more musicians to the line. Next week on Classics for Kids, some of Johann Sebastian Bach's sons. I'm Naomi Lewin. I write Classics for Kids, which was produced with Tim Lanter and Bruce Ellis at WGUC Cincinnati. Please join me again next time for more Classics for Kids.